A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Can I ask you, sorry, ladies, can I ask you to budge around so that you're in the path of the...
Yes. Do not disturb, okay? Am I okay?
Right round. Closer
to you, on your lap.
Yeah, that's right.
If you can sit on your lap. Don't fall off.
Just sit on my face.
My God, there are...
Like a human centipede, that's what we're asking for.
That's actually a sexual act.
Sitting
on your face. Yeah, that's not a game that we would play.
No, I know very little about sex. Amazing, I actually had children.
Wait, do you really know very little about sex?
Yes.
Come on.
What? I mean,
can I ask one
question? All right, let's, for example, have you ever looked...
You've done all the holes.
At your vagina with a mirror?
No. Yeah. That's more than I've done.
Have you ever looked at your own vagina?
Like with a mirror?
Well, at all.
At all.
I could never get over to have a look down there, but I've used a mirror because once there was this...
Hi, guys.
It's a very strong shot.
There was a thing. Yeah,
it's gone.
Okay, I'll tell you what it was. Actually, this has to do with motherhood.
We're all women.
Yeah, we're all women. Are they the few perverts that watch us?
I had this thing that was like a big...
just gets worse.
I'm going to spit my drink out.
Big
then
red,
we just started.
Like
bump. Lesion.
Bump.
Okay. Like a pimple.
Like an oozing sore.
What was it? A boil?
Herpes.
Vaginal.
Three out of four have it. No, it was like a
a cyst.
A dark red like a blood blister kind of thing.
Oh,
but it was raised.
Oh, okay, yes.
So I went to I told my mom and she said we should probably show the doctor.
Okay.
I went to the doctor and she looked at it and because it was kind of gross. I thought it was gonna be there forever.
It was an ingrown hair.
Basically it can happen during a lot of weight gain or pregnancy, which I was pregnant. And it's just pressure and it all clumps, it's like blood.
Disgusting.
But then it went away, it's not there anymore.
Good.
Like
so
a mini
it's gone.
Hernia.
Yeah. So she looked at her vagina for that purpose.
That's a lovely story.
I look at mine a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good.
Have a little chat. Have you ever tried to lick it yourself?
No, I've never tried to lick it.
I met a man. Do you remember
men do that.
He could suck his own penis.
Yes.
Yes. Apparently,
Maisie ever left the house.
Hassan told us, our makeup artist, that every man has tried
to suck
their own dick.
Well, his penis, Hassan's penis specifically. I mean, he's a very lucky boy. What can I say?
You're so lucky
it's like
to
Disneyland. Even when he wants to try.
I feel like we're getting ahead of ourselves. Should we start the podcast?
Can we get back to this? I have to tell you something else about her vagina later.
It's quite small. It's quite small.
Listen, I've got to play the theme music.
Okay.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And oh my God, who have we got on the podcast, Helen?
We've got Kat Nat.
Kat and Nat, which is almost an anagram of Canada, where you're from.
Did you even know that?
I don't know what that means.
I think it means like a collaboration of
words
together.
Anagram. Hanagram.
Yeah. A combination.
I've lost you already.
No, there's no tea in Canada.
No.
Well, that's why I said almost.
Yeah.
You're nitpicking.
Canada.
So anyway, yes. Kanata. Kanata.
Kanata.
Kanata. Thank you.
That sounds like a lovely drink.
Cheers.
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 Anyway, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Kat and Nat are an amazing dynamic duo. They're two mums. They're friends. They've got seven children between them. And they're a fucking internet sensation.
So are you guys.
Oh, no. This is our way to blow smoke.
I know, we are. You guys are. Okay, you know what? Here's to women. The four of us. Oh, internet sensation. There we go. Okay, cheers. We need more drinks. We need a pitcher of margaritas.
I tell you what's weird, because I always find it weird when people say to us, oh, it's weird meeting you in real life.
I don't feel it's weird.
It is actually weird meeting you in real life.
I don't feel it's weird. I know you.
This one was actually weird.
Really?
Because, we met some other people earlier, but seeing you guys, it's like, just your faces are so distinct, and it's so you, and I feel like I know you so well, because I've looked at your faces so much.
No, I feel like I know you, and you're the same. You'll be happy to know they are who they are online.
Is that good?
Is that a good thing? We're not assholes.
We still have a few minutes.
You're lovely and hilarious, and she got naked in front of us within 2.5 seconds.
Straight away.
I'll do a wee in front of you by the end of the podcast.
It's a naked podcast. We didn't know about it.
Do you guys always do such bright colors? That's so you.
I'm always a hot pink girl.
Wow.
Yeah, and I like a red. Do you two like a neutral? I see.
I don't mean to. I like a hot, but the makeup artist says if you go heavy on the eyes, you go light on the lips.
See, here's the thing. You have a makeup artist. Because we have a lot in common, right? We're a double act, you're a double act. Okay. You're on the Instagram and the socials, and we are as well. You do a live show, we do a live show.
I know, this is so fun.
Yes. And Ellie's real name is Ellen, so we're actually Helen and Ellen.
Why aren't you guys? You guys need to be the Helen and Ellen.
But then we feel like we're like.
Who the fuck cares?
You can't make an anagram of England out of Helen and Ellen.
Sure, you can. Hell on wheels. You know what I mean? There's no W, but who the fuck cares? That anagram can be anything.
There's too much Helen in that and not enough Ellen. But anyway. So we've got a lot in common, but let's talk about the differences. Like, you have makeup artists, you've flown here from Canada to do your show, fly around the world. We do our own makeup, as you've literally just seen.
Well, just so you know, it's a very light show tomorrow. We don't have many people coming, so debatable whether this is our first international show, but we did hear that it's a holiday, so you're making us feel a wee bit better.
It is a hard time. And also, you have us in the audience, and we're with at least five women each.
Okay.
She lasts 50 truckers.
You know what? I have to tell you, just knowing people, there's Clemmie Telford's coming too, and I feel like just knowing people, you guys, if they're like you, I don't care how many people are in the audience, because I feel like we will have fun.
Because hanging out with the girls.
Because when we do our show, probably like you guys, we don't do a show for people to watch. We do a show for people to hang out. So it's like we're in a living room chit-chatting and having a fucking fun with strippers.
Yeah.
We had strippers in there.
We need strippers. We should get strippers.
You should definitely get strippers.
You have no idea.
Can we have your strippers?
Yeah, they're coming tonight.
Oh,
you'll meet them.
You'll meet them.
They're coming. We don't leave home without them.
It's a stripper.
You have it. Their dicks are so big.
One of them actually lives here. It's seven banana.
No, they don't go full banana. But they should here.
Because they're so big, you could see it just perfectly through the clothes.
With the UK, you want full banana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We want all the bananas.
Okay, all right.
I want a bunch of bananas in my mouth.
We're going to share the bananas.
I can tell you, I think banana is the best word said with a British accent.
Banana. We're going to get banana. You know what?
Banana.
They believe the UK women would love the full banana. So we're bringing out the banana.
Can I have the full banana, please?
They want dick. They want it.
You've got all these people. You've got people. We've got my dad. My dad drives us around.
That's my favorite thing in the
world. Your dad drove where?
Yeah, they drive him around for two hours.
I forgot about that. That's so funny. They chirp him the whole way.
They chirp him. The poor man. And he drives and you chirp him and I die.
Yeah. Does he still drive you around?
Yeah, just about. He's got another glaucoma test in a couple of years, and that'll probably be an end of it. But he does. He's also got quite a lot of points for speeding. But so far, he's driving us around.
Yeah. And it works very well because, you know, he's been an actor and a comedian for 50 years.
Oh!
So he knows the shit, right? He knows when to chat, but also when we're like, fuck, we've got to prepare for a show, he shuts up and just lets us get on with it. And after the show, there he is holding two pints of beer.
And we have strippers holding pints of beer.
bananas.
Daddies, or we could call them daddy if we wanted. You know what I mean?
That's weird. Okay. I'm thinking about my dad in the wrong context. I don't want to think about my dad and strippers.
She gets drunk off one drink. But I have to tell you, not me. That thing about your dad being a comedian, do you think that comedy and great sense of humor and being funny is a gene?
Ooh.
Are you inherited?
Like, you mean
you
like
say
major...
it's like bones, don't you? You say
what?
You have bones.
In your bones. Like, I think people have.
Do you know what boning means in Canada?
Yes, but I'm glad you did the hand gesture. Just in case we didn't. Sorry, you made that very clear.
First of all, I remember we took this like class in 12th grade, and it said, if you were to find a partner, list what you would want your partner to have. And I thought good looks, money, everything. I want to have a husband with an amazing sense of humor that's really funny, too. Because you can have a good sense of humor, but not be funny. You know what I mean? It's like you can get jokes, but you don't know how to make them.
Yeah.
So I thought that was going to be it. I ended up marrying this guy. Not funny.
Oh, really?
I have 4 kids.
Oh.
First one.
Not funny. Not funny. Third one, not funny. She's holding up fingers, listeners, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I'm going through my kids. My last one.
Did something funny once. But that since then, nothing.
Funny looking?
He's funny. Yeah.
Are your kids funny?
Yeah.
Charlie's definitely. That's Ellie's.
Yeah,
eldest.
Charlie's got quite a dry, quiet wit. And Joe likes the attention. He likes to, he's got these.
And my kids are show-offs. Like, they love attention and they love the stage. Like,
but are they funny?
Yeah, I think they're funny. I think Hugo, my youngest, he's quite well observed. Like, he'll observe something and then say something kind of sharp. And Matilda is really funny anyway, but they've just discovered swears because they're like 11.
Oh, yeah.
Eight.
Oh, yeah.
11, like, that's late.
Swears aren't funny.
No, but like to say out aloud.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it becomes less funny once they use it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like last night, my daughter told my son to just go, just fuck off. And I was like,
that's cute. How old is she?
Yeah, 11.
Kind of sweet.
Oh, that's a bit old.
If I was 3, that would be really funny.
11? She
I
meant
have,
it.
Yes, and this is probably a mistake. I've let my 8-year-old son Charlie start watching Hell's Kitchen. Do you have that?
Yeah,
Ramsey. And so the agreement is that he can watch it as long as he doesn't repeat the swears.
Absolutely.
But of course, once he ingests something repeatedly. So the other day, Pete went to wash his hair in the bath and he went, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh my God. I love it.
Your daughter yells at Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and she gives the finger to everyone. She's 4 and she's at a restaurant and she goes like this to the waitstaff.
It's so cute at this age.
And very slow like this. And I'm like, you can't get all the kids laugh because she's the youngest.
Yeah.
My kids are all funny.
They actually are. Are we sure about Chloe?
She's funny.
So you got three funny?
She's funny. She says funny things. But no one in my family is funny. Mm. Go fit, right? I'm the funniest.
Yeah, you
actually,
are.
But they're all inappropriate. My dad's actually funny.
You're right. You're the funny one.
I'm the funnest.
And you two grew up together, is that right? Uh-huh. How old were you when you met?
We were in 9th grade when we met.
What's that in English, Mummy?
That's year 9.
My daughter plays soccer and they do all the U's of the years and it fucks me up because she changes U's every year because she ages every year. So it's like U9, U10, U8, U7. I'm like, what the hell is it's the year they're born? Is that what you guys?
No, I don't.
U9 is like high school. Like I'm
U9.
14 or 15?
Yeah.
That's not
That's same. And in Australia.
So you met. And did you like each other instantly?
We weren't very deep with each other.
Right.
We used our listeners know this, and we'll say it again. We were bad. We used to go get high in
Vegas. You guys seem like you were bad.
We were naughty. We were bad. And then we did our thing, and then we came back in motherhood.
So like in
motherhood,
high school,
united us.
And this was in Toronto.
Yeah, in Toronto, Toronto proper. We still live in, and we would find each other outside the school, not in class, and then we would
skip school.
Her mom was a working mom, and so there's nobody at home, so we would go and we'd smoke joints there.
Yeah.
And then we'd eat bagels and cheese and all that.
Awesome.
Just bagels and cheese. That's all that was in the fridge. And then I would like attempt to go back to school, and she's like, I don't know if I'm going back there. And I'd go, and then I'd go to class and be like, why are I so red, Nelly? And I'd be embarrassed, and I'd leave. And then it was motherhood that we found each other on Facebook. We were the only people that have babies. We met, and our friendship got deep.
And when did you start having babies? When was that? So your eldest the same?
Oh, no!
Wait, yeah, bring it.
More drink.
What about you guys? Have you always been friends?
Oh, hang on.
We're not friends now.
People say that,
You feel very... you don't seem to know each other well.
No.
No,
we met... we met doing stand-up comedy. I only started...
What? You're actual comedians. Oh, fuck. Now I'm scared.
That's good they were surprised by that.
No.
I mean, like, we're not real.
No, I know. That's why I'm a little intimidated that they're going to be there tomorrow. Like we should get them drunk before so they don't remember.
Oh no,
you know what? I'm gonna do this.
What the hell is going on?
Well, I was gonna go no ice, but it makes me.
You're the best.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
Stefan.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you.
Very sorry.
No, it's Stefan.
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 Stefan. Right?
He puts the phone.
Are you from Paris? Paris.
She's from North America. She thinks everyone in Europe is from Paris. Sorry.
Where are you from?
Slovakia.
Stefan.
She told me last night the other guy at the bar was French. I'm definitely not French.
Well, you just want everyone to be French, don't you?
Yeah, Stefan.
Helen can do a French accent, can't
Stefan.
You?
Stefan.
Oui, oui. My name is Pierre. I would like to give you a drink.
Oui, oui.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. Oui, speak French. Oui, I would like to. It's more like... It's
voulez-vous que j'ai avec moi ce soir avec les cochons dans la poubelle?
I love it.
My mom is French.
Canadian?
Guys, I'm getting chicken.
I know. And I have my four kids go to French school. So they all speak French.
Oh.
My husband's American, doesn't know one word.
No.
I didn't go to school, so I don't remember. But my mom speaks French.
Oh.
It's very cute.
Trains internationally, as you would say.
Exactly.
But can I ask you guys a really important question?
Yes.
It's not going to be important.
Is it about
No. Okay. In sex, in doing it.
That's a leap, isn't it? 1 minute we're chatting to a fucking waiter. Now we're talking about boning. Oh, all right, let's
Stefan turned her on.
Cat's moist. That's what we're saying.
It's not like we've never taken that sort of tangent on this podcast before.
I'm just curious how long you would like the bedroom Olympics to last.
Yeah. If it was a magic
first
number.
Of all, do you like it?
Oh, it's lovely. It's a lovely thing to do.
Lovely. Like, you... You would, like, you're horny often.
Yeah, that's a nice... That's
you talk
a nice...
about it like having afternoon tea.
It's a lovely thing to
are
do.
Are you on her same page?
I like it. I'm into it. I wouldn't say, you know, I'm up for it.
You're up for it.
Anyone's out there.
I'm up for it. All the time.
So you guys, like, do it.
Not together.
Very often.
No.
I tell you, I'm making a face. We did it last night. Because we went on a date night.
Yeah, and that's when you had
that's universal sex.
We got home, right, and he was like, right, and I was like, so? And he's like, I'll put the fire on. And I was like, oh, and he's like, I'll put the Netflix on. Yeah, we finished watching that murder thing.
Yeah.
I was like, we've just spent fucking £200 on dinner.
Yeah.
We could go upstairs and have a little, as you would say.
Shag. And you would say shag, right?
Shag, exactly.
Did you say shag?
He said, look,
he said, let's go have a shag.
That's a bit old fashioned. You sound a bit like Mary Poppins when you say that.
You want to fuck?
I said, hold on. She said, if we say shag, we sound like Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins talks about shagging.
What do you say?
You've obviously not seen Mary Poppins 2, The Shagging Years.
What do you say?
Is that real?
What did I say? I think I said, well, you know.
You
come
said
on.
You invited him up. Come on, let's go to
it.
Let's go to have a tussle.
And how did he feel about that?
Well, so then we had a little bit of a rug. Because then he was like, I was like, you know, because, you know, we it's date night, right? So we've gone to see a show that I'd bought him tickets for for Christmas. Mm. And
what was the show?
It was called Upstart Crow.
Okay.
And it's a comedy about Shakespeare. I didn't want to fucking see it. I've got no interest. But that's what he asked for his Christmas present.
Perfect.
So
she's not a witch.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah. So by compensation for taking him to the show, I made him take me to a seafood restaurant. Ugh. Now, bear in mind, he's allergic to shellfish.
Oh,
so that was quite...
Okay, got it.
What a lady.
Quite
a move. But then we went with some cocktails, and it was all very nice. Yeah. Then when I got home, but by the time we're in the taxi, I'm like, well...
All right, come on now.
Let's...
Oh, you're making out in the cab.
No, just chatting about, you know, our son's guitar lessons. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, we're getting home.
She was in your head. You were horny.
We're always thinking about how to not do it.
I usually am, but you know, come on, you know when you're on a date night, you know surely it's in the air.
You're excited about it.
Yeah, tonight I'll be jogging bottoms on, fire on, don't touch me, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry, joggings on, bottoms on.
I'll be putting on my jogging bottoms.
I don't have jogging bottoms.
Is that like
tracksuit? We have leggings. We wear leggings.
Oh my God, no, but hers probably are like loose.
We actually have a joke in the show where we have jogging bottoms, but we make them sexy by making them crotchless. We cut a hole in them. So
we need to film our show and send you, because you
please.
Guys, when do you go back to Canada?
Sunday.
I'm staying here to shag my husband for a few days in London.
See?
I said she has to go to Pound Town.
She told me
I'm like, you have to go to Pound Town when you're here.
Yes.
But then we had kind of a row because then I was like, I thought, you know, what do you mean put the Netflix on, put the phone on, it's date night, right?
Hey.
And he was like, oh, no, you're right, I just wasn't thinking about it.
Oh, my God! He wasn't thinking about having sex. So you could have gone to bed without
sex. You can imagine how well I took that.
You give it up too much, that's why.
and how long did it last?
It was a good... I'm trying to think. I did not check my watch. Now I wish I had. There should be an app on your Fitbit.
Well, so
do you do foreplay and do you switch...
Yeah, no, you need to impart some Canadian love.
Okay, so we believe that if you can do it faster, it's better because I don't want to go all night. I want to go fast and quick, and if you can land the plane fast, You're a fucking winner. You're going to get it more often. Yeah. You know, we're all getting to the end goal. What's the in-between about? No, you like the in-between.
I'm in Top Gun. I want the loop-the-loop. I want the double 69er. I want the upside down, 69er. Round and round. I want landing on a fucking aircraft character. I want someone to fall out of the plane and die in the sea.
You want Cirque du Soleil.
You too?
When you're not doing it very often, you might as well do it properly.
That's funny. When we went back when we first started, we had little kids, and I was saying, like, I don't want to do it. She's like, don't worry, I don't feel like doing it either. She goes, and I was like, so she goes, and she tells me in the park, pushing the swings. I don't do it often, Nat, but when I do it,
make it good.
I'm really good at it.
Right.
I home run. Unless you're just, you ever just not been in the mood?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. No, girls, outfits.
No, I don't do it. I'm like, you're lucky to get it. You know, it's, you're lucky to have this pristine vagina.
Here's
like,
your outfit.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to take it off anyways. What's the point? Like, it's just uncomfortable.
It's lingerie a thing in London.
I used to, in the beginning with Pete, I used to wear outfits in my 20s. And then one day he was just like, to be honest with you.
I don't like these.
It's what it's like. It's like I used to do a thing with this comedian called Dara O'Brien, and he has a whole routine about how it's just wrapping paper. Like, who gives a fuck about wrapping paper? You're like a kid
my
at Christmas, what the fuck do you care about
wrapping paper?
You like, see, that's...
What about
your accessories?
No, I remember, like, we've been together for 21 years, me and my husband.
It's a bit long.
It's a long time. Like,
whoa.
It's actually
12 years over. Wait, you should be 10 years per person. Go on.
I'll let him know. He owes me. But yeah, like, I remember from the get-go, like, it wasn't fancy, but he was like, you know, you don't have to shave your legs. You don't have to make an effort. No.
They're North American. Nice, they're not going to understand me.
He was a modern man.
Wow.
But he, you know, it's not like he doesn't like the performance and the
show. He's here for the show.
He loves it when I talk
about
sex.
I like your moving your hands like he's wading through the hair now.
Actually, you guys look like you, but they look like they'd be fun in bed.
I want to be.
Like they're energetic.
I know.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's just all sleep together and then we'll...
I feel like the season is coming.
Yes.
It's just not here yet.
Right.
Like, it needs to be, like, we need to be richer.
Right, okay.
Oh, I see. Like, you...
Money gets her horny.
Like a rotating bed? Like a round bed?
No.
Like a decent proposal.
No, I feel like there's so many, like, issues, like budget and meetings and and it's so boring. I'm like...
Let's get rich and have sex.
Let's just get on
a... That is the best argument for socialism I've ever heard. That capitalism is preventing you from having sex. Yeah. Economics is what's keeping your hole closed.
Taxes are a problem.
You know what's good about that? He can never be rich enough. Get more rich and then I'll have 16 more.
I just feel like if there was no, you know, because often people stress about life and it's usually because of money, because you can't afford this.
No, you've got the list.
The list.
You can afford to put a penis in a van.
I can't.
You know why? I know too. If you were richer, you'd actually go on vacation.
Yeah, like dates and vacation.
We don't get to go anywhere because we've got to pay the bills.
Like, we'd roll around on a beach and, you know, like in the sand and it wouldn't hurt my vagina.
No, it would hurt you.
No, it wouldn't because you're so rich. It doesn't hurt.
Don't go to the beach. No.
Gold.
So do you have the same attitude to sex?
Yes, in North American, I think often have a... You guys are much more.
I don't know. If
you don't know. It's just them.
Are you? I mean, from your followers, right?
So yes.
Most of your followers
don't like sex.
No, I don't. That's what I tell my husband.
I want a window into Canadian holes, basically.
I think, like my husband says, I don't drive on like highways, and there's things that I don't like to do. So I always like to come with backup of all the people I've ever heard who don't drive on highways or aren't horny or all these things.
No, majority of women.
You know what?
Let's ask them.
Yeah. I think
that we hear the people who don't want to do it because we want to feel like it's okay that we don't.
Yeah,
and you're right. And we have a whole... And I, like I say, I'm at the moment I'm feeling very jolly because I had sex last night.
Wait, you feel jolly the next day after having it?
I was like going, I've had sex.
And then your husband's like, with who?
I'm more like,
that's good.
I had sex. It's done. I'm safe for
I do
you.
Feel like it's checked off.
It's like checked off.
Yeah. You know, we do have a bit in our show about, which always gets a huge response from the audience, about lack of sex, and we jokes about it.
Oh, good.
And we do a bit where I actually have sex. We role play it, and I'm the man, and I have sex with Helen over a washing machine.
And like while I'm doing her from behind, I turn her on by saying like, oh yeah, I took the cat litter tray out earlier.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
I finished the toilet roll and I replaced it with another toilet roll.
Oh god, it's just like a song. Huh.
Yeah, this is like porn music in the background.
You guys have to know we have no script for our show. We go ad lib the entire
thing. This is exciting. This is cool.
We never ever know.
It's different every time.
Every you can ask them. We're like, today we're actually doing this, and they're like,
I took my kids to an improv over. We had like a family day weekend. It's a holiday. We call it family day. We just wanted an extra day off, so we got one. Okay. And I took them to improv. And I taught the kids, like, there's no script. And then I was like, oh my God, they're just like us.
Yeah, just
they're
like
improv.
Us. Yeah.
And the reason isn't because we want to be improv, it's because we could never memorize anything or stay on track. It always falls off
and
the rails.
And we're not writers.
Even try.
So we just go. We just fucking roll.
We're not clever.
No.
Yeah, so, in a nutshell, can you kind of explain to our listeners? Because we've got listeners in Canada and the States, if they want to come and see your amazing live show, what will they expect? What can they expect?
I will say that it is like we sat in our living room and never went out as moms with a lot of children, and and no one invited us out. I don't know if that's on us or what. Anyways.
Well, we say this is a show. My mother always says, because I've got two, she's got two, and my mum was very keen that I didn't have a third because she knew she'd end up looking after it. She lives very near me, so blah, blah, blah. And she used to say to me, no one invites you to tea if you've got three.
There you go. So we don't get invited anywhere,
that's
okay?
That's a British saying for
we'll get it cross-stitched on a platform.
A union jack.
Yeah. I love mum quotes like that, by the way.
Yeah. So we were like, well, we just sat there and we just wanted to drink and have fun, but we never got invited. So finally we're like, you know what? We're going to make it a show. We're going to make a night out for women where they can come and leave their shit at the door and have permission to have fun. So rather than us sitting there and being like, oh, this is a show. This is about you having fun. And we're going to bring strippers and a DJ. And it's like you're in our living room and we want to host you.
Yeah,
and
it's the best night out.
And it's just
have.
Like you can laugh and we can talk and we involve the audience. And it's more
we designed it based on what we were desiring of a night out.
Especially
if you only go out like once a year or once every few months.
This is the thing. We get so many women who come out going, I haven't been out for months. And they get all their friends together and then we'll get some of the new moms who like,
they show me their tits.
They have to go and pump their breasts in the interval. But it's a joy because you've been there. You've walked a mile in their shoes, haven't you?
And I wish that I could have had a show like yours, which I haven't seen, but I know you guys and you're exactly what I would have needed. And our night is exactly what I needed too. Like I needed that, but I didn't
have it. You did it more consciously. Like you set out to go like, this is what we need. Whereas we set out, because we met doing solo comedies on our own.
Oh my God, you guys are both stand-up comics. That's so scary.
I'd only done 3 gigs when I met Helen. And it was my 3rd gig and she came on the stage and she'd had a break after having kids and I thought she was just brilliant. She was doing jokes about being a mum and being married and it was great. But then even then we carried on for months just doing solo stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we never kind of sat down and like, this is what we're going to do. We did sit down and go, we're going to do a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then over a couple of years we realised exactly what you're saying. It became this place for mums to go.
Yeah.
We get a lot of mums, because we do meet and greet afterwards like you, right?
Yeah.
And
like,
we get a lot of mums saying, I've never been to comedy before, or I've been to comedy but I got put off because it was all bloke talking about wanking and online dating.
We
don't have joke. We don't have butter boom. Like, we just have like a conversation that is often about which is fucking hilarious because
of
no
course.
One talks about
it's
what we're
truth.
Talking about, right?
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm just trying to set up your expectations.
Do you?
I'm just letting you know we're not fucking comedians.
Stop it.
Do you two still ever do individual stand up?
No.
You did the Melbourne
Festival. Yeah, I did a Melbourne Comedy Festival about 3 years ago.
Do you miss it?
No, because stand-up is wonderful and it's exciting, but it's lonely as well. Like, if you're the only person on stage...
Yeah.
And if it goes well, great, but you've got no one to kind of go, oh, my God, we did this together.
Oh my God. Or to make, oh, my God, we've done a show, I'm not going to name the city, where we walked out and we were... And they had a great time.
Yeah.
But some people come just to listen to you talk, not for the shit show, right? Like, they just want to hear you talk, because we also have a podcast, so... But that's not like the, you know, just talk.
Yeah.
And it was silent. And then we'd say something and I'm like, okay, God. And we remember
so you
what
got nothing.
The second time around.
It was a joke.
It was 1,300 people. It sold out like front and center.
1,300 people.
Yeah, most of our theaters are like 1,100 to like 2,500.
We've never done that.
We've done 800.
800.
And they were silent, but it's because they were all on their edge of the seat listening. I was like, that's a joke. Now, we did go back and do 2 more shows there, so we were well, and they were more rowdy, but I think they didn't know what to right. expect. If, I mean, if it was a Sunday night too.
Sunday night's bullshit.
And we would do, you know, when we were on a tour, we would go for like a week, so we had all the nights of the week, and there was no way to miss one. But I was about to say something, and I just forgot.
It's gone.
I enjoyed that moment, though, that we've. It feels like we've shared a new level of intimacy.
That you forgot.
We share a Sunday night. So we did the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, and it was every night. We did it for 24...
What?
25 nights 25 with one night off in the middle.
In a row?
Yes, mate. Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. So it was really full on.
That makes me feel nauseous.
It was great. We lived in an apartment and it was lovely.
We said to the booker, we were like, we want an apartment that a single gay man would live in. That's what we want. And it was basically on this lovely street in Prince's Street, which is a famous street in Edinburgh, like the equivalent of like Broadway, basically.
Yeah, it was like living in Oxford Street. It's like living in
beautiful, cute.
The center of town.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we had this, I would say, amazing. We only had to do an hour a night, right? So we would go.
It's a long fucking time, an hour of talking.
Yeah.
We have strippers and DJs. Wow.
But we do a like comedy show as well, so we know what we're gonna say.
Okay,
we have improv bits in it, but we have songs that we sing that we know we're gonna sing, right? We have songs that we look at each other and we go, here we go again, I'm gonna kill myself, but let's kill this.
Okay, well, you do it.
We're like Michael Bublé, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I got from you.
So the show was like 8 o'clock at night, finish the show at 9 o'clock, go and get something to eat, maybe the little Mexican down the road.
Very nice Mexican.
And then go drinking in the artist bar till 3. And then
we go
Party,
dudes. It's Scotland. You're not going to fuck
about. Our kids and husbands. It was the summer holiday, so it was all of August.
They were there too?
No.
They came up for a little bit.
They came up for 2 days.
And then, but you had 25 days of single gay women. Men, gay men.
Yeah.
And you went out till 3 in the morning?
And then we walk home, get home, maybe get a kebab, get home about 4 a.m.
And more food, a kebab. I think it's chicken on a stick.
Okay.
It's sliced, looks like an elephant's leg.
Yeah.
That's called a gyro where we're from.
No, it's called a shawarma.
A shawarma where we're from.
So then we'd have a lion, maybe go for a run.
A lion?
Wait, I think that's a sleep in.
Oh, I thought it was an animal. Okay, a lion.
A lion.
For a long, sometimes very expensive lunch.
Yes, very expensive.
I thought you were going to say walk.
Our accountant is very forgiving. Let's just say that there was a lot of business.
Entertaining, a lot of entertaining. And then we'd have a nap, and then we'd go and do our job.
That actually sounds amazing.
You could do that for 25 nights, lads.
Did you really go out every night till three in the morning? Like, or no, most nights?
Except I'm going to say 90%.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you guys, number one, I crave my own bed like somebody else's limb.
Someone once described it as like a piece of elastic, right? That you have a couple of days and then the elastic gets too tight.
And then we're done. Yeah. We're done. And also I don't know if it would be like being in one place, but that would be, we would grind. Like, it would be, we have to always change things or we get...
Oh, right. Okay.
And I think that's part of our...
Myself, I could move away and forever, but...
I think if anything else was the artist bar as well, we would go in there and we would see, like, a lot of our comedy heroes.
Because it's an artist bar.
Yeah, and you guys... It's like the VIP bar. So
and you guys are trained comedians.
You are a comedian.
Well, we're comedians. I don't know about trained.
When do you get to say, I'm a comedian? It's not like you go to school and graduate as a comedian.
There's a theory, isn't it?
What is it?
Is it when you get paid?
Yeah, and also, because I remember, was it Richard Herring said about the 100 gigs?
Oh, Eddie Izzard, possibly. I can't remember.
A comedian said this theory.
Yeah, some comedian said when you've done 100 gigs.
You're a comedian.
Yeah,
and, We've done 100 gigs.
You'll know
if you're good or you're shit. Because everyone's shit when they start.
Especially when you've got these, because you write your jokes. Yeah. Right? You think about them. You think they're funny. And then you say them. And then there's sometimes when people don't laugh.
Well, we didn't know you two together.
Oh my god, we're like, this is the joke.
And they don't like it.
The one, and we're like, guys.
Even together, you had this.
We go, oh my god, this is it. And then other ones were like, whatever. And they're like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Right?
Oh my god. Guys, you want that dog shit? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? In Canada, and I don't know if this is a UK thing or a North American thing, mums never feel like they're failing every day. They beat themselves up. They're terrible people.
Yeah.
It's a thing here too.
Oh, yeah. That's what our whole career is built on, dudes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But you
exactly
guys feel that. Very calm.
I'm
like,
going to start calling you dude.
Dude. This is a UK thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, most definitely. And I don't think we realise that. And so we do at our shows, we give it, and this was your idea, to give all the audience a card and a pen.
And we do the same thing.
Shut the fuck up, unbelievable. Two bodies, one brain.
So you're going to sue who? No one knows.
Never.
No. But yeah, so I remember you saying that, and I remember saying, but I'm generally a bit more cynical and a bit negative, and I was like, oh, are people going to do that? I don't know. Oh, fuck,
oh, people write everything people... they want.
Yeah, and you were like, yeah. No, they will. Yeah.
What did you invite them to write?
So we have in our show, and it's been in every show we've ever done in the last 6-7 years.
Yeah.
We have a scummy mummy confession. We give everyone a blank card, and we say, write down a story of parenting failure.
Yes.
And then we collect them up, and then we'll condense them down to like the top 8, and then we'll read them out, and then the audience cheers which is the funniest or which is the scummiest mummy, and then we get the person out of the audience.
We have a cloak and
a crown.
Oh my god, so
that's
good.
Really great.
That's great.
Do you
warn them? That's fine. We're not going to
we do what you want us to mom truth about, and often it turns into their confessional. That's not always what we're asking. We just say, tell us about something that in your life that you think is that you want us to discuss. You want our opinion on whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of times it is confessional. It's very often about blowjobs.
Is it?
I don't know why.
We have a very dear, close personal friend called
who loves them,
Mother Pucker, and she recently went on a hand job.
Workshop,
and she said something like a squid, like a squid.
We've done a handjob workshop.
Have you?
One of our very first events. We started off in events in Toronto, and basically
we did not do a blowjob one. She said
She said handjob.
She said how to do. It's a handjob to end
all blowjobs, and it's called the Claudia.
But this is run by a woman, right?
Yes. So what you do is you do your. She's a sex therapist.
Okay.
You do your hands very tight, like a
tighter
vice
than
grip,
you
as
think.
Fast as you.
She gave everybody heirloom carrots.
So you interlace your fingers as tight.
So they have
as you
to be heirloom carrots. So, you can't use normal carrots. Well,
like a purple carrot.
Well, I think you might break it off if it's not heirloom. If it's that tiny,
it's really
don't do this. If this
is about a heirloom
if it's
carrot.
If it's a baby carrot, because that's the size of a penis.
Like a sizable carrot.
You need a sizable
girth.
Yeah,
big carrots.
Big carrots.
Because you don't want a baby
like,
one.
Do you want that's like a zucchini?
No, it's
yeah,
not.
But yeah, like
an egg. Or an eggplant.
It's just carrots.
I mean, I don't
carrots.
Know. I don't know.
Quite challenging.
Once Brexit kicks off, we're not even going to have carrots. Let's be
honest. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Really?
Was that what? Guys, it's 6:20. We almost have to go.
Shit.
Okay.
I feel like we've just talked about us as well.
No, stop it.
What time does it start?
6:30.
All right.
Fuck
off.
Listen, we always finish the podcast like this, right? We're about scummy mummy's confession.
Yeah, but what is what's your best sort of
okay, so we have a book out called Mum Truths. And
Available in all good bookshops.
It is.
Just in print.
In all good.
Now in print.
It is. It went to Russia. It went everywhere. It's in the Czech. It's literally everywhere.
Translated. In England,
ours is barely in English,
and it's on Amazon and stores. But there was a time when I was a first time mom, and well, two things. Once I had first time I had a baby, I told you did I tell you guys this that I didn't have sex for 5 months? And
nope.
I told my husband it was just a tip; he couldn't put it in.
No, you tell me that every
all right,
day. But
sorry,
you can tell them too.
I'll tell them another.
I took 6 months, so that's fair enough. Yeah, respect
so,
that.
So okay,
yeah,
so
you were 6 months too.
Motherhood was a shit show. And I walked out the house, and Nat goes, "There's either chocolate or shit on the back of your pants. I don't know what it is. I had a baby strapped to me.
Pants as in trousers.
Trousers. I had trousers on.
Yeah, and by the way, I think you know this. She loves chocolate. I was positive it was chocolate, and I was kind of joking.
So we had five kids between the two of us. Two were newborns. And I looked and I smelt it and it was not chocolate. There was shit on the back of my
actual
pants.
Shit.
We're like walking out the door and she's like, are you changing? I'm like, fuck no.
We're she just had the Bjorn on, you know?
You know when you have the kids
there.
And
you're
like,
you're
and I'm like, I'm
out.
Just
yeah.
going with. And
I'm like,
and
I was like,
going.
I have other pants upstairs. I was like,
fuck it.
Big,
I'm not taking this baby. If you try to put a baby in a Bjorn and the things.
No, fuck no.
I walked around with real shit on my pants all day and I was fine.
I have never respected you more.
Yeah,
and I've never fallen more in love with you.
Real shit. Not
time.
Like pretend shit, real shit. I don't know whose it was. I'm not sure where
it
could have been mine.
It
could have.
No, oh.
Anybody.
I don't know. Anybody. Anybody's
I mean,
shit.
Yeah.
And
I just feel like that moment on Love Island when they go from, I've enjoyed getting to know you two, let's make this official.
Yeah. I had shit on me and I was okay with it.
You want her to shit on you?
What? You want me? Shit plates, you know those?
Would you like to?
You don't know a shit plate.
No.
A shit plate.
We love shit plates in Canada. What's a shit plate?
It's a glass plate you put on your face and people shit on you.
Oh, I had this. Japan.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've never been
Oh, wait,
like
have you heard
tabletop?
Of a hot lunch? Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Anyway.
Hot lunch.
No, I can't
say
it.
So advanced in text. I've got like a high school diploma and she has a PhD in sex.
You?
Mate,
you dropped out.
You have a PhD in sex?
Barely.
No, not really.
Oh, me. Me? Not
no.
me. No.
No, you guys get blowjobs.
What?
Give them. I mean, again, casting my mind back to about 10 hours ago.
I've had no complaints.
Your sex last night included a blowjob?
Well.
To finish?
Peter?
No. God, no. That'd be ridiculous.
It was his birthday.
I wasn't hungry. Well, on that bombshell.
Oh, my God.
Was this crazy? Is this more crazy?
This is everything I've ever wanted.
Okay, are we more outrageous than most of your guests?
I mean, when I had my dream.
Like, it's just like talking to me, but if I was Canadian.
I know.
I love it.
This feels like a Doctor Who episode where we're like, going through.
Can we just do one more thing? Can you talk Canadian? Please,
okay, what do you want us to say? Because
always imitate you guys the way you talk, but no one ever imitates like.
But people say a boot, right? That's an old.
About.
Okay, so I'd be like, all right, hey everybody, hey, we're doing Scum and Mummies.
No, let her speak. I'd like you to say, I'm drinking some maple syrup while I'm riding my moose.
While I'm riding my... No, you have to say it with a not an accent.
Okay.
Try again.
Hey, I'm Canadian. I'm going to ride my moose.
That was better.
Better.
What do you got?
I'm Canadian.
Why are you a dude?
Because that makes me feel sexy.
No, that's like Texas.
I love it.
My name is Justin Trudeau.
Okay, no, that is Texas.
I've got Justin Texan. Trudeau socks.
I have Justin Trudeau socks. I am from the UK.
Hello. Fancy that. Fancy a shag, darling.
I love a shag.
Okay, why are you laughing?
You need to stop watching Austin Powers.
Where's your Australian accent? Come on.
Australian.
No, don't do it. No.
That's very good.
Put it in my jumper.
No, this is our British, like nasty British.
Stick it in my jumper. Stick it in me jumper. All right, well,
again,
this went off the rails.
Casting my mind back to 12 hours ago, but enough of that for now.
She's stuck in a savage.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Did you finish with the blow job? She said it wasn't.
Well, this is cool.
I mean,
would that fill you up? Not me.
No. Oh, God.
No. I don't swallow.
I have another salted margarita, please.
You know, I don't swallow, just so you know.
Oh, nobody swallows.
No,
do you?
Of course you do. Where do you put
it's
it?
It's organic.
Okay, like this.
It's organic.
And then it comes back out again.
Where do you put it?
In your hand. Like, and it shoots in and shouts out.
It's like a tequila shot. Is this where it all breaks down, this new friendship? Suddenly there's a massive...
No, I'd love to. You're the swallowers and you're the speakers.
Yeah, we
do. Right?
And then they
go. This is going to divide us, guys. Brexit.
Wait, you know what?
Brexit.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow at the live show. We got this. We're going to ask the audience.
Raise of hands.
Yeah. Who swallows? Okay. All right, we love you guys.
Nat, you're going to be okay.
Are you going to vomit?
Thought
of
something come going down my throat.
Stop it.
I think we've ruined it.
I think there's like little fish stuck in your teeth.
Oh my God, they've turned off. They turned us off.
They're not fish.
We just turned you off.
They are fish.
Sperm is fish.
Wow, this one's the craziest podcast we've done.
Guys, we need to do the admin. Where can people find you?
At catandnat.ca and Instagram at catandnat. And now what about you guys?
At Scummy Mummies.
Yeah, Scummy Mummies. M-U-M-M-I-E-S.
Yeah, because we do, we don't do that in
Scummy Mummies. And we have a podcast and we tour in the UK because fucking lazy.
No, you guys are coming to Canada.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you guys would do well in Canada. You would do well in Canada.
We'd love to come to Canada.
Do that. Okay, do that in Canada.
I just want to say, like, sorry to the listener, because I actually, all right, I'm a bit drunk, but I feel like the first time I met you, when I was just like, oh, no, you're a bit of me. Like, yes. And then it feels like we're going to, because you've got to go back to the other side of the world. It feels like we're going to run out of time.
I know, I know. I love that feeling.
So you're concerned about our listeners feeling like they just got punched in the face by...
Why are you guys not doing this?
No, because... I'm so excited!
Because we're in love with you.
What's your
first
sign?
Hallelujah.
I'm a Scorpio.
A Scorpio.
And you?
I don't believe in horse shit, so.
And that's us in a
nutshell.
That's
my sign.
I don't either. I just sometimes I feel really connected to Tauruses. And so I thought you might
When's
be
your birthday?
We both have birthdays in October.
You're both the spiders.
Birthday, yeah. I like that one too.
Birthday and banana.
Banana
and birthday.
You know what? We're gonna give you the. You might get the full banana tonight. I'm not sure.
I had the full banana last night, darling.
She's still I'm wide.
You ate. Are you fucking breather? I'm
you
sweating.
You ate the banana last night.
Oh, poor Nat. That was so sweaty.
I sweat through everything.
Listeners,
I think
this is the start.
They're trying to talk. You're trying to
guys.
I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship, and also a terrible one. And you've just witnessed it, and we've enjoyed it. And
oh my god, it's been lovely. Thank you.
We're lovely. We're lovely. Canada, we're lovely.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Canada.
And the strippers are coming here soon.
Come on, margaritas.
The strippers are here. Let's bring the strippers.
Listeners, until next time.
Bye bye.
Well, can we get those. Is there any more drinks?
Yeah, we need more.
Whoa!
Oh, really, Jesus, is there more? God, I love you.
Yes, we need more. Over my sequin leggings. Could someone call an ambulance?
Lexi,
wait, these are your bottom joggers?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.